You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Wait a minute. Is this mic on?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Among all the appreciation memos and comments you received from the grandkids after the Taylor Swift concert, I mean, have you been inundated with praise from the grandkids?
Nothing written.
nothing actually. No card or anything.
No cards. With some verbal
Hey, that was
acknowledgments.
Nice. That was nice, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
A text or two, maybe.
That was good because I thought maybe you couldn't come out of the house without having some gift on the steps.
No, that went away quickly.
That's right.
But you were appreciative.
You know your partner well over here, right? Mm-hmm. It's been a few years, right, that you've worked together?
A little bit.
He knows no limits on his agitation. He tried hard to agitate the Taylor Swift crowd on Twitter.
Yes.
That probably would have been impossible.
Well, he said, my sources are telling me.
She's having a hard time hitting the high notes.
And then Sharkman replied, Uncle Pat, you don't want any of that smoke.
No. Yeah, you were trolling in the wrong area there.
She's a hell of an athlete. So that's, I give somebody. So anyway.
I wasn't there, but you'd admire her work ethic.
Yes, he
Nolan Ryan-esque.
10 wardrobe
changes
that never took more than a minute.
And then
she had a pit crew down there,
running up and down steps and stuff.
Yeah, the whole stage.
I give her credit.
Put her down
and
there.
Hell, I bet when she gets this thing done, she hasn't put more than $750 million in her pocket after paying everybody else, right?
Wow.
So she's probably got
she probably deserved
what a payroll she must have.
Oh, God, yes.
She's got to have a pit crew just to change her outfits.
Yeah.
Well, can I make my observations?
Yeah, right. Yes. Oh, I thought you were going to say I'd like to be in the pit crew, but that's okay. Remember the Kathy Ireland thing in Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
They're putting powder on her.
Oh, that'd be a tough job.
You and I both volunteered.
We wanted that job.
I'll take that job. How do you get
I'd do it
job?
For free.
How do you apply?
I do it.
What's
for that.
The screening process like?
Go ahead. Let's go.
Did you watch any of the U.S. Women's Open Golf?
Yes, I watched some of it. Yeah.
I have two observations.
Okay.
One, and I'm going to get in trouble for this, women are bad putters.
Yes, I was going to say the same thing.
I don't get it.
They
can hit the hell out of the ball.
They rarely hit it past the hole.
Yes.
So, and the only way to make a putt is to get it there, they are not... I said, obviously, distance and stuff, all those are, but as far as shot making, the putting has always been the weakness.
Yes.
And if you can putt, like Annika could putt, you can dominate.
Okay. That was one observation.
Yes.
Second observation, it was the best filmed event at Pebble Beach I've ever seen.
Really?
The way the The views you got of the golfers in the course was completely, unless I'm dreaming, was completely different than what you watch during the Pebble Beach Pro-Am or when a major is held there. Mm. It was extraordinary.
I have a theory on that because you brought it up earlier.
I don't think it was drones.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Oh, okay. Because that's
Some of it was drones.
They had some drones, yeah.
Okay.
But Pat, it was... I found myself thinking, wait a minute, why haven't I seen this before?
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Now, is the analyst Morgan Pressel?
There was a Morgan involved.
Yes. Yeah. I was watching. I didn't see much yesterday because I had kids' softball obligations.
Mm-hmm.
But the last three holes, as this Korpuz was, how do we pronounce that kid's name?
Korpuz, yeah.
She's Hawaiian, by the way.
Hawaiian.
Jim told me that they'll have a parade for her in Hawaii because when a Hawaii athlete does anything.
She's an American.
But, dang right she is.
Yeah.
But I got sick of Morgan telling me how her pace of walking showed her calmness. I don't think that had anything to do with it.
No.
She walked at a calm pace, okay? But
I saw enough of it to come up with the putting and the filming.
Mm-hmm.
The filming was unbelievable. It's worth watching again just for the scenery.
Now, you played there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did, too. What a disgrace.
It was a disgrace when I played,
yes,
too.
But... What people don't realize is we see the ocean holes and how magnificent it is. Back in the back part of the course there over by the fence.
Deer run.
It is. There's about six holes that are they're tough, but they're no picture. You know, they're driving by on the road honking their horn at people when they're playing it. It is amazing that only 300 yards away you can have this unbelievable view, but the back part of it is not magnificent. But it is, I mean, Augusta's the most famous golf course in America. This is two, I don't think, don't you think?
Mm,
I mean, all the championships they've had and everything else.
Yeah.
I have a question about it.
All right.
They had a great upstairs view of 18, several of them.
Mm-hmm.
How long are they going to have 18? It looks to me
they got her solidified.
Looks to me like the ocean is coming.
They built a new seawall.
They need one, man, because that thing has got to be. Well, I started watching the Crosby Clam Bake in about 1958, and I don't even know if they showed us that part of the golf course. They did because they were only showing four or five holes, but it's that thing's got to be in 20 yards.
Well, climate change will wipe that out in about, 10 years, Pat?
What? It is.
They got waves.
It is coming.
It's getting there.
It is getting more
inside.
What
do you want? It's a billion years old.
I know it is. I'm not complaining. I'm saying just how long are you going to have you're going to have to take that tree out to build more fairways.
The shots of 18 for this tournament, unless I'm missing something, were completely different than any film you've seen of 18.
Well, they could show you where they could show you the ball in flight a lot better than they ever did.
Man. Now I got another story for you.
All right.
The New York Times has killed its sports department.
Yeah.
The sports desk.
The home of Red Smith, Dave Anderson, Robert Lipsight, on and on and on. Done.
The sports desk is closed.
They
bought the Athletic for an ungodly price, and it's turned into a disaster for them. $600 million they paid for it.
What?
And it's not working out. The Athletic was losing money. So apparently they're going to take the Athletic copy. And
they're sending readers to the Athletic.
And are they going to have a printed sports section?
The New York Times announced...
I can't figure out if they're going to have a printed sports section or if the Athletic copy is some of the Athletic copy going to be printed in a Times sports section?
The way I'm reading it, no. The Times plans to shutter its sports desk, relying instead on the Athletic, The Times will offer jobs elsewhere in the newsroom to current sports reporters.
So if you're a 60-year-old Mets writer, they're going to say, go over and help write obits.
Yep.
You know. And by the way, the New York Times, they used to have a great standard for obits. I don't know if they still do.
And now we learn, as you just said, The Athletic is losing money and has announced layoffs.
Not many, though. They only laid off 20, I think,
and
which was 4%.
And be from some,
but here's another shocker. I got another newspaper shocker.
This is unbelievable.
I got another newspaper, but not as big a shock as this, but a shocker. L.A. Times sports section for the print edition will have a 3 p.m. deadline.
Well, you can't.
If the Dodgers
that doesn't work.
If the Dodgers are playing the Giants for the right to go to the World Series, it'll be in the paper 2 days from now. 3 p.m. deadline.
Well, that doesn't work.
No kidding. What we're saying is print doesn't matter, but I got news for the whole newspaper industry. The generation of, what do we call this? Z? What is Z?
No, I think we're past Z.
Yeah, I know we're past Z, but
well,
what Z's was
the last letter?
Here, what generation are we in?
Where's X or Z? Whatever generation. The under 35 crowd.
Yeah.
They want everything on the internet free.
Right.
They don't want to pay $12 a month for the Star Tribune or the New York Times or anything else. So everybody's betting their money on the
you were right, Gen Z.
They're betting their money on that people will subscribe, to whatever they're charging a month for the online product, StarTribune.com, Pioneer. What are you, TwinCities.com? But I think every time somebody dies, you lose a newspaper subscriber. You know, print edition guys. I mean, they're not that many anymore. But you're also, as that generation gets older, they want their stuff. They want something free. You know, so I don't know. I don't think there's any future.
Do you realize you and I suppose you could make the argument that the 50s might have been the height of print sports writing. Anything before that, really?
But we saw
the height.
Oh,
we
yes,
were part
we
of the height.
In the height. We worked in the
we
height.
We worked
I
in
mean,
the height.
I mean, in our place, the Minneapolis, the 90s were still.
Yep.
And we covered everything. We sent, we sent three guys to the Super Bowl. We sent one guy to the National League playoffs, two to the American League playoffs, NFC, AFC title games. You know, we had four people in the Olympics once. And so it was still going then, but
It ain't going now.
No, it's all over.
And if the L.A. Times, why do they even have a sports department if it's 3 p.m.?
I don't know.
It makes
what
no
gonna
sense.
Have they're going to write, like I heard, some story that takes up, they're going to do readers, magazine type reader stuff, but that's not going to work. So
I got another
you got to have notebooks on every team in town that boom.
Will then follow suit of the St. Paul Pioneer Press and no longer have a building.
Well, the Chicago Tribune no longer has its building.
Is that right?
It's been gone a long time.
That beautiful building on Michigan Avenue.
What this is, you're going to have editors now saying, boy, if the New York Times can do it, we can do it.
Yeah.
You know? Patty Boy's contract, old falling down Patty's contract's up December 31st. And I got a hunch that.
You got a contract?
I got a contract.
I don't even have that.
They just said.
Much less a building.
Keep saying. I got a contract. The last one was 2 years.
Aren't you a vendor?
I'm a contractor.
Well, I'm a vendor.
What's that mean?
I'm just a schmuck freelancer.
Well, I can get in the building, and I know where it is.
I would, too, if we had one.
Although the other day.
I'd like to get in.
The other day, I left my badge in the building.
Oh, you got badges, huh? We don't even have
a badge. The other. Well, we now have this security.
We don't have security.
So you got to put your badge underneath the elevator deal, and then you
don't have an elevator.
Then you go up to only your floor, in the cap towers. Yeah. But I made the bad mistake. I'm on 12.
12, huh?
But I made the mistake of getting an elevator that was going up.
Yeah.
And I got on 13.
Yeah.
And my badge didn't work because this is a security thing.
Oh, no.
So I was stuck.
Yeah.
In the elevator.
I was stuck in the alcove where the four elevators were, but I couldn't get out of it. And I finally started pounding on a window, and some woman came over, and then I was able to walk down the steps. But she looked at me I said, I showed her my badge.
So
said,
this
I'm
building,
not a terrorist.
This building you're talking about, the Star Tribune's got one floor.
Three.
But three.
When Glenn Taylor bought.
Wow, you guys are big.
When we sold the building.
Yeah.
The old building to make room for the Ziggy.
Yeah.
They moved over to the cap towers and took over. Things were still optimistic.
Who's
and they
got
took
the
over,
cap towers?
Capella Towers. The Capella Towers is on, third and...
I'm not sure.
Third and 7th
Isn't
Street.
There a hotel in St. Paul called the Cap Towers?
Yeah, this is not the...
Oh, I was going to say.
Have you been there? Last time you were downtown Minneapolis, the thing that's got the circle deal on the top, that's the building we're in. But they got, on one end of the building, they got 11, 12, and 13. Way more real estate than they need now.
Boy,
especially when people don't come into the office anymore, at least as far as the newsroom's concerned. People have gotten very comfortable working at home.
Yeah.
So
they better, because there's no building. Right.
They got badges and stuff, Joe.
Yeah, and they got an elevator.
I hear that the lease at the Capella that Capella Towers is two more years.
Then what?
I got a hunch.
Then you know what's going to happen? One day you'll go downtown and say,
no,
they ain't here.
No,
say, where are they? And the guy will
I think before that happened, they're going to say, you ain't here.
Yeah. Well, they got nothing invested in you. You can work till you're 90.
I don't pay. I get half of what I was making, and I don't cost them anything in benefits.
So I'm get a salary from them?
Yes.
Oh, see, I don't.
Okay.
I'm a vendor.
You're a vendor. Yes, but I'm writing three columns a week.
Well, I don't do that.
No, you write two a month.
No, four.
Four. Okay. All right.
But I'm taking July and August off.
Oh, that's right. But you're not gonna get your vendor checked.
Oh, you don't get anything.
No.
No.
And they don't probably argue with you when you do it.
Who cares?
He still works here.
Crook who owns this, that hedge fund manager in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
No.
I shouldn't say crook, should I?
No.
He's the alleged creep.
There you go.
He's just one of the people in America that has destroyed newspapers.
Yes. Here's our biggest problem, I think. Oh, we got several, but I think if we're going to push the online product, which we want to, why don't we tell them in the print edition what they can find? That, you might not be happy with what you with the full coverage here, but there's more.
Head on over to StarTribune.com.
Go over to StarTribune.com. So, anyway, I don't know. That's not our biggest problem. Our biggest problem is
we can't hit.
We don't have TikTok. Yeah, the other problem is we can't hit a bull in the ass with a big bass fiddle. I don't know where that ever came from,
but I love that term.
Boy, they just look miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Just miserable.
We had the come to Carlos meeting in Atlanta after the game.
What's he hitting, about 112?
He's at 225, but not with runners in scoring position. Then it's about six. But so we had that, and then we're gonna.
Here we go.
And then what the
blackboard?
The whiteboard said
the season starts now.
Season starts now, and they scored 8 runs.
Yeah.
Against these Orioles.
Then they got to do that every game.
Yes, they do. Because since then, they've scored 6 runs in 5 games against the Orioles. They lost the next 5. And then they got to play Kansas City three games, but that don't count. They went 9-1 against Kansas City, which means against the world, they're 36-45.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But here's the deal, Joe. They have managed to be one game under 500 with the best starting pitching they've had in about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since the last time they won a World Series, probably. It's almost impossible to be where they are, considering how good their starting pitching
is. Imagine, they've even had two complete games.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Two complete games.
Breeze. Pablo Breeze.
Yeah.
Now,
I thought of your line the other day. Well, not your line, but when the MLB Twitter account put out a picture of Pablo Lopez, and Pablo Lopez pitches complete game shutout, and I was thinking of the line, did they win?
Yeah,
what was that? Was it a Dodger? Was that a Dodger?
Sandy Koufax,
yeah.
Drysdale was back in L.A. because they flew him home because he would be pitching when they returned, and somebody told him, Koufax pitched a perfect game, and Drysdale said, did he win? Because mm-hmm. that was that giant Dodgers team that never scored any runs, you know, 2-1. Did he win? Yes.
Well, what's going to happen in the second half? Just sink into oblivion?
I think something will be... they're going to have to do something before they go back on the field Friday, don't they?
They have to.
They got to get rid of Gallo and Kepler, and they got to do something. Or Rocco maybe takes the fall. Somebody's got to take the fall.
Every time Kepler's offered as a sacrifice, he has a burst of goodness.
Yeah, about 3 days. He had three games, but he's, you know... Joe.
And makes amazing catches.
He is a good outfielder. I'll give him that.
Yeah. It's baseball, though. We take these small little snippets and think that somehow this person's going to be different than the person they've been for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. It happened once in a while. A guy pops up and has a great year. Usually it was because of steroids. But, you know, Joey Gallo is not going to be the new Joey Gallo. He's going to strike out half the time.
Yep.
I was listening to one of the games on the radio, and Kepler is tied for fifth all-time in Twins home runs? Is that possible? I thought I heard Provis say that on the broadcast.
Is it fifth? I know he just passed somebody or tied somebody or something.
I'm going to pull it up here. I couldn't believe when he said
that. Allison, Morneau.
Here's the stat, Joe.
Puck.
They played 91 games.
Yep.
41 of them, they've scored two runs or less.
Isn't that something?
You can't function.
No.
You can't function scoring two runs or less. The pitching coach, a hitting coach, should go in and tender his resignation. They shouldn't have to fire him, right? They should just say, you know, I'm not doing it. Try somebody else.
That makes the presumption the hitting coach can accomplish anything.
He's not the problem. He's not the problem. I'm not saying he's the full problem, but somebody's got to take the fall, don't they?
Right.
Yeah. So.
Now, I have another bit of information for you.
Oh. One other thing, by the way, the Bucks hitting 208.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he had about four games there. Yeah. Hit the ball hard. Now he's 208.
Lance Nuance is back in the fold.
You told me that. I got that hint that Lance will be there if we ever have a reunion, right?
Well, he has many happy memories of Monday Night Sports Talk, he writes. And he has memories of Saturday Sports Talk. He would like to share them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling us what he wants to do.
Okay, as always.
And then he says, mostly I just want to talk about Monday Night Sports Talk.
Okay.
So Lance is already telling us how this should be handled mm-hmm. when we talk to him.
Okay.
You got to email us your phone number, and we'll call you on a Monday Night Sports Talk, maybe next week.
Sure.
Because you can't call us.
Right.
You can, but we don't know what the other number
is. And then
is.
That would allow us to do a little longer show, like maybe 25 minutes.
No, I think it'd be great to touch base with Lance.
Would.
Remember, it was Madam New.
Madam New.
And then New Baby New.
New Baby New.
Well, New Baby New, God knows how old she is now.
Well,
she's probably got a lot of kids.
She's got grandkids now.
And I think Lance left the state for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's back.
Not for legal reasons, just to relocate.
I think it'd be a thrill to talk to Lance Nuance. Many listeners will remember Lance Nuance.
Well, as we head for our 40th anniversary, little time missed here.
Yeah.
83, basically.
Yeah.
Because we don't, 80, we got fired, you know, in 81. So it's hard to count that first 13 months or whatever it was. But 40 years, maybe a character or two. Lance has said a thing, you know. Ask them if they want to come on and talk for 10 minutes. And then Reavers can stay and you and I can leave.
You'll pull a dark star on me.
Yeah, right.
Come on in and hang out.
Hey, Eric, can you stay an hour? And Eric says yes. And he says, I'll see you.
Good. I'm ahead of the ball game.
Thought he was going to be the guest. He was going to be the, no, you're the host.
I misspoke. He is 11th all time, Max Kepler.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
Bob Allison, I never
let me see how good you guys are. You already named Killebrew.
Killebrew, Allison,
yep.
Oliva.
Yep.
Do I have to do them in order?
No, that's fine. You're
Puckett.
Morneau. Yep.
Morneau. Herbeck.
Herbeck.
Morneau.
Yep.
Batty.
Nope.
No, Batty. Bruno?
Nope. Bruno? That's who Kepler just tied was Tom Bernanski.
Okay.
You're missing.
Not Rodney.
Well, no.
Nope.
No. Rodney's a career.
Bosak?
We got to go. Don Mincher?
You're missing a big one.
Don Mincher?
Nope. He just recently retired.
Missing a big
center fielder. Torrey Hunter.
Torrey Hunter.
God, yes.
Torrey Hunter.
Gary Gaetti with 201. Brian Dozier, 167. I'm not familiar with this
Kosky?
Name. He's not on there. I'm unfamiliar with this name. Roy Seavers?
Oh, yeah, but you got the Senators on there.
Oh, so he's a senator. Okay, I'm sorry.
There's got to be some other senators.
I'm not doing senators.
Well, Harmon was a senator.
Bad enough to do Twins.
Roy Seavers is the only unfamiliar name?
In this particular list, yep. That
read
see.
Them off to me.
So it goes Killebrew, Herbeck, Allison, Morneau, Oliva. Justin only hit one more home run than Tony. Torrey Hunter, Kirby Puckett, Gary Gaetti, Roy Seavers, and Brian Dozier.
That tells you how rotten the Senators were. Because there's only one senator in the top 10, and they were in Washington for 59 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Roy Seavers. Roy Seavers was he was involved in a famous trade. I think the Mighty Whiteys brought him in for something. So, anyway. Jim Lemon not on there. How far mm-hmm. down is Jim Lemon?
And Lenny Green's not on there.
This is only giving me the top 10.
Top 10, okay. Yep. Jim Lemon was, I think, the American League.
Rob Wilfong. No, I guess not.
Not Rob Wilfong.
Mike Cubbage.
One of my roles as the assistant first base coach for the Faribault Lakers is to educate the youth on baseball past. I had two kids about 2 weeks ago that had no idea who Gary Gaetti was. And I said, fellas, sit down.
How old
are they?
19 and 20.
Smalley had to hit a few, didn't he?
Nah, not anywhere near that list. Though.
Yeah.
He wasn't a homer.
But boy, he
might lead in sacrifice bunch.
Is he the most underrated Twins player, Gary Gaetti? He was fantastic.
Yeah, he was a hell of a third baseman. They let him go. That was not a...
Because he was the MVP of the ALCS in 87, wasn't he?
They could have had about five guys.
That's true.
They played great. That's as good as those five games they played against that Detroit team are as good as they have ever played in Minnesota Twins. So played a hell of a lot better than this. Who are you going to get? What are you going to do as a Twins observer? Who takes the fall?
Well, he's going to fine everybody $250,000 for adjusting their batting gloves.
Yeah. I don't know what to do about Kepler because, like I said, every time he gets ripped, he has a four-day burst of excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And then he falls back into being ripped.
So he should come in and hang out with us every day, and he'd be an all-star.
Yeah. And Gallo, I don't think much of.
No,
he's
hitting 180 and striking out half the time, but we like him because he's a real professional and a good guy.
And once in a while, he hits a home run.
Yes, he'll run. Yeah, he'll accidentally hit a home run. I mean, that's the stiffest swing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Oh, there, the ball.
It hit the barrel. There it goes.
And I'd get rid of Buxton in a heartbeat if I could replace him with a Buxton-like character who could play every day and play in the field.
I mentioned this to
Judd. He's the best center fielder in baseball.
But Taylor's not
and
bad
And you can't
either.
Use
Taylor's
him.
Good, but yeah. I mentioned this to Judd, though, today. Calvin was so desperate in 1960. 74. What was Quillacy's last year's manager? 75, right?
Yeah.
In 1975, they had a promotion in September. Rod Carew moves to first day. Mm-hmm. They had.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did. Like on some Sunday.
What do you give away?
Rod Carew moves to first day. So he was done with second. They were moving him. Frank had been complaining for 2 years. He wanted Rod to play first. So I think their big promotion this September should say Buxton plays center field day.
Oh, yeah. That's not
people
bad.
People might exactly show it. Buxton plays center field day. Because by September, they're going to need somebody to draw people.
I can't believe that was an actual Twins promotion.
Yeah,
that was marketing.
Who thought of that?
I got a better one, Pat.
I was telling Judd again. The farm, if you look at the minor league department now and the number of coaches at various locations, and then the coaches that are just instructors in Fort Myers, and then the trainers, and then the strength coach and everything, they got to have 150 on-field employees. And then ungodly numbers of people over there in the department. I said that the Twins minor league and scouting department used to be George Brophy, Jim Rantz, Ruthie the secretary, and her dog. Yep. That was it. And when Jim Rantz was dictating something to Ruthie, Lucky, her dog, would sit in the other chair. And
right.
It was Jim Rantz. And the number of millions that this operation has cost them since they came in here is off the field. Not players, the number of millions they've spent with every newfangled piece of equipment and these hundreds and hundreds of employees, they got to be spending $10 or $12 million more a year on the front office alone.
When you see Buxton running around the bases, I can't help but think he's thinking, I wonder if I'm going to get hurt.
Well, I don't know. He's run some. He's run his ass off.
I know, and I keep thinking he's wondering, I wonder if I'm going to get hurt when I slide.
I think he'd play center field if they let him.
Well, then I'd let him.
Yeah, what do you got?
What
to
do you
lose?
What's the point here?
Yeah, you got 5 more years to pay, but a DH hitting 208 isn't the answer.
No.
You know
I'm putting him in center field.
If I'm firing Rocco though, we agreed on this earlier today. My manager, Nelson Cruz.
Oh, that's not bad.
Get him in.
He'd
not
probably
bad.
Be available.
He already ran that team for the Dominican. He ran the team for the World Baseball. He just got let go.
Which he hasn't been having a terrible season. No, the Padres are a huge disappointment.
Yeah, and they needed another position player.
Okay.
He was a backup
but
DH.
Would he put himself in the lineup?
He was a backup DH. No, no, you couldn't. I mean, you'd have to be retired, but I think he's, don't mess around. Go straight. You know what Calvin said when he fired Rigney? Because after Billy had been so popular, Calvin said he thinks the fans want another Italian. was his logic that time. And Frank was fine. But, see if Nelson can shake up the clubhouse. I don't know.
He doesn't seem like a shake-up guy.
Oh, God, he's a strong guy. Strong personality, though, but not loud.
He's not loud.
He can walk over to you and look at you.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah.
And you know what else that would bring back? The nap room.
Yeah, the only manager in the bigs who has to take a nap.
They have a nap room.
I know.
And when he was here with the Padres, I believe they let him use the nap.
Well, that's nice of us.
Yes. Yes. Likes the nap.
I remember Joe's tirade about the nap room.
The nap room. Well, then, you know what else he did?
I don't want anybody that has to have a nap.
You know what else he did? He, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, these caterers would come in with Spanish food for all the Spanish guys. And you could, if you were not a Spanish guy, you could
try it out.
For every night game, and it would be early enough in the day so you didn't have to go out there and go,
right.
You know. But they would have healthy Spanish food every day for the guys to fit their taste buds. He's a
hell of a guy.
Did he
pay for that?
Yeah, out of his pocket, yeah. He paid for it. So.
Well, you got that going for you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think he's take a shot. What the hell? You know, he loves baseball.
Yeah,
man.
But how much would the front office leave him alone?
I think they'd be afraid to come in and talk to him.
They're not afraid to talk to Rocco.
Well, no, they aren't. But I don't think it's like they're giving him. They're giving him a strong recommendation. I think the big problem is one of our problems is we keep saying Falvey and Levine. Levine's got nothing to do with it. This is a Falvey operation.
And what do you mean he's got nothing to do with it?
Well, he's a
G, huh?
Yeah, but he doesn't. It's not Falvey. It's not like they're joined at the hip. It's a Falvey. Falvey is as much the boss as Terry Ryan was. So
okay.
Just there's 400 more helpers than there used to be. I don't know. This could have been the game's fun to watch again. Mm-hmm. It takes 2 hours and 25 minutes. But
I like the fact that Baltimore's in contention.
Yes.
I like Baltimore as a baseball town.
Cincinnati, too. That's a great baseball town. Yeah. How about that kid? Did you see this over the weekend?
Dela Cruz guy. Did you see him yesterday?
No.
Stole second, third, and home.
Well, Rodney used to steal
in the
home.
Same, but right? No.
Joe.
In one circle around the bases?
And he stole home. The pitcher turned his back to him, and he went, whoa.
He steals third in Milwaukee. Catcher didn't even throw down to third. Mm-mm. He did throw it on to second, but didn't even bother to throw to third because they had the third baseman was off the bag. As he's tossing the ball back to the pitcher, Cruz is looking right at him. Dela Cruz is looking right at him and then just bolts for the plate.
Safe by 20 feet.
It was fantastic. That kid is so much fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Were they in Milwaukee?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me look up the crowd.
Were they? Does he have a brother that plays for the Marlins, Patrick? Because there's another Dela Cruz that's good.
I think it's a popular name on the.
Is that like
island.
Smith? Okay. Gotcha.
I don't know how it is, but yeah, they're and this steer that the Twins gave him is playing great too. I don't know. The hell with it. It was a fun season for about 2 weeks.
See you in Fort Myers already?
Oh yeah, see you in Fort Myers. Except I don't go anymore.
32,848 in Milwaukee. Milwaukee won, Cincinnati nothing.
That was yesterday.
Oh, no. This took place Saturday. Joe's right.
Saturday night.
It was the Saturday game.
This is the Monday paper.
You can still get a
box
score.
I meant the bases was Saturday. Not yesterday.
That would have been in the Sunday paper.
Yes. Correct.
Except if you have a 3 p.m. deadline.
Yeah, if you have a 3 p.m. deadline, then it'll be in the Tuesday paper.
We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, and it's maintained. The attendance in baseball has been fantastic.
Yes, it has.
I think these 2 hour and 20 minute games are winning fans.
Helping a lot. Yeah, it's helping a lot. The Twins have been okay. They haven't, they got booed yesterday. I was proud to hear that.
Tampa Bay sold out.
Yeah, they're only letting
hosting
25,
Atlanta.
See that they've lost seven in a row, Joe?
Ooh.
The O's are only two behind them. The O's have the second best record in the American League.
Well, they won 10-4 yesterday. Tampa Bay beat Atlanta 10-4 yesterday.
I thought they lost yesterday. No.
Nope.
Okay. All right.
And they have the two-game lead over the O's.
O's. Yeah, I agree with you. I always like Baltimore.
I did, too. I like going there.
Memorial Stadium, though, you kind of wanted to... You know, you didn't stop on the way back downtown to, you kind of kept your head down when you drove home, but
to this day, it's a mystery to me that on the bus going back downtown one night, misty, foggy.
You and I were on that trip.
Well, and Harmon got off the bus.
And started walking somewhere. Walking back to the hotel.
And I thought, he'll never be seen again.
He had a briefcase with him. He might have used it as a bat. He might have been okay.
Saturday's attendance in Milwaukee was 39,124.
Well, threatening Milwaukee if they don't improve the stadium, they're going to...
Are they doing that already?
Yeah. What's wrong with the stadium?
Well, it's 23 years old already.
They want improvements. They haven't told us exactly what they want. I don't know what it is, but... They're having a vote on to whether they're going to apply a sales tax to
They showed
stadium.
Yesterday, the boys and I were watching Quick Pitch, and they were showing some highlights. And yesterday was, and I can't believe this, the 21-year anniversary of Tory Robin Barry Bonds in the All-Star game in Milwaukee.
Yeah, that was
I can't believe that was 21 years
ago.
That
was the tie game.
Oh, that's right.
That was the tie game. Right. I was there, covered that. Bud's lowest moment.
He really was.
Bud, they didn't. Bob Brenly was the manager of
the Diamondbacks. Yep.
And he'd ran out of pitching. And who was managing?
That would have been Torrey. Right? Joe Torrey.
And Torrey said, yeah, we don't have it. But Torrey basically said, yeah, we'll settle for the tie. He had about two pitchers left. But Brenly ran out of pitchers and said, I don't have any pitchers. They should have said, well, you better play. You better send a catcher out there to pitch or something.
Or couldn't you have just let somebody else come back in the game? You know, it's an all-star game.
They
could have
done anything, yeah. But they, anyway, it was, it did, the Milwaukee crowd did not take that well. There were some,
oof. I remember that. They did not take it well.
No, they were very upset.
All righty.
Well, I got to, I hate to dishearten you, you know, this early in the week. You know, we were off for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what takes place 2 weeks from today, right?
I don't.
We report to training camp.
Fut. Oh,
yeah.
Bah.
Yeah.
2 weeks
well,
from
that's
today.
Well, that's another thing about the Twins.
This is when we're going to pay attention.
They're blowing that 5 weeks when football isn't God, you know. Anyway.
All-star break starts today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Home run derbies.
I got to tell you one last story.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Phil Miller's our baseball writer, and his dad died, and I was talking to Phil out in Colorado. And Phil said he was at the doubleheader in 77. The Twins were in Chicago that weekend. Were you there when they were in Comiskey? Went there for four games?
Probably.
The place was jumping. Nancy was playing. Yep. And, you know, Phil was there. And so I ended up writing a little blog about Phil's dad, because Phil's dad was an accountant, and when Phil was 12, he said, never be an accountant. And then he told him, when they go to Wrigley, park with the nuns, so the house of St. Raphael or whatever. And then if you want to go to a doubleheader, you can go to a day game at Wrigley and a night game in Milwaukee. And it's this kind of stuff, a big baseball guy. But Phil said he took him and his best friend to that doubleheader when there were 35,000 people there and the White Sox completed a sweep of the Twins. He sent what I wrote to his friend. His friend still had the ticket.
Oh, you're kidding.
His friend had a ticket, like, preserved behind glass.
Oh, that's
that
cool.
So pretty amazing, to say the least. Here.
Did the ticket have a price on it?
$4.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
$4.
That's probably a good seat, too.
Probably cost you three for a beer then, huh? Anyway.
That was
great. Anyway, here it is. There's the
ticket.
Oh,
look at that.
It doesn't even have a crink in it.
Right.
And it doesn't even have
And
a
now
crink
what you can
it.
Do to save that same memory in today's game, you can have a digital ticket that you can take a picture of.
Yeah, you can take
it. There are no more tickets.
Oh, everything's digital.
I bought three that at the down there, and you can get in with them, but you can only get them at the ballpark, and they don't want to give them to you, you know.
Wow.
I want a ticket.
I do too.
I'm not using my phone.
No.
How am I supposed to get into the Twins game when the town council
we will have that taken care of.
Ross sent me some email.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
July 21st.
Yep.
Friday
the 21st.
And this is how many people?
A Garage Logic Target Field takeover,
about
Patrick.
About 200 of us.
About 200, okay.
Something like that.
Make an appearance.
I will. Make an appearance.
We don't know where our seats are.
Make an appearance, and I have to tell those people, don't get nervous if I happen to wander in and don't know that you're on and drop an F-bomb or two.
Yeah.
You know, that's
And
that's
don't be funny. Nervous tonight, gang, if the mayor leaves early.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
By the way, one other thing. I'm watching the 12-year-old boy play baseball on Saturday morning. And my granddaughter's sitting next to me. And we're leading the game now. We got like a 5-run lead. The last inning, there's two outs, and the third baseman's holding the guy on base.
Ooh.
And I said, get that kid off the hell off third base and put him in a hole.
Get in your position.
Because I said, somebody's going to hit a ground ball right where he is, and they're going to score two runs. Mm-hmm. Sure as hell it happened right there.
Because you are a baseball observer.
I said, What a bunch of dummies. I got to go talk to them. She says, you are not going to make it as a coach of youth sports.
No, I wouldn't either.
She said, you're supposed to be supportive of us no matter what happens. I said, even when you're being stupid?
Right.
She said, yes.
I am right in the heart of an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, and playoff baseball starts this week.
Uh-oh.
We had practice yesterday, and I said, Bennett, you got to face that way.
Oh, really?
He was playing second base, and he was looking at center field.
Yeah, this team is actually, now they got guys that can pick the ball up.
Yeah, there's kids that can play at
this
age.
Their preoccupation with people on base drives me crazy.
Yep, it is.
Get it out.
Right.
Get the out.
How about the time between half innings? Is that improving?
Oh, still, no.
It drives
four
me
or five
crazy.
Minutes. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I was going
get
on.
Get going.
That. I was not going on that. We need speed up.
Let's go here.
Where's the pitch clock?
And then I get looked at funny if I say that.
Oh, yes. You get looked at. I was getting looked at funny.
Oh.
And I think some people now on the team know that I work for the newspaper now because I've gone to 10 games in the last couple of years. And,
so
you're not supposed to say anything.
I've been working with you two long enough that you've rubbed off on me. And I would have had this same tirade had I not worked with you guys for 15 years. But the other day, one of the parents came up to the game before the game had started, and she's kind of doing something by the dugout. And I just said, oh, hey, how are you? And she goes, oh, I'm just setting up. I said, set up for what? A speaker for walk-up songs. And
oh,
I said,
really?
We're doing what now?
Yeah, we got walk-ups.
I saw that at a kid's softball game. The one team from Centennial or something had, I said, that's it. I'm done.
Joe.
Walk-up songs.
We had to wait 3 days to find out how a twin minor league team came out in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. They'd appear in the notes on Friday. Tuesday, Bill hit two home runs or something. Now they're doing pitch by pitch on 12-year-old baseball.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
It's some website. I said
it's game changer. Because sometimes
I can watch a kid in Illinois play on game changer.
But it's also if I'm at one kid's game coaching, I can keep an eye on the other one just to see how they're doing. Mm-hmm. That one I don't disagree with. I kind of like that.
It's that voice from Siri.
Yes.
How does she get to all those games?
She's busy.
She does.
She's a busy gal.
How does that work?
I don't know. But it's...
man, is she
busy. I
don't
know. It creeps me out, man.
I
don't. I want to be able to call up the kid at night and say, how'd you do?
Yeah.
Well, look at Game Changer.
Yeah.
What the Go to hell.
Yes, sir. Go to hell.
Go to hell, grandson.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, you got two hits, though. We're proud of you.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seen in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
Ricey for the Canopy Group. As you set out to explore Minnesota this summer, think about this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with populations over 2,500. That doesn't include Fulda, by the way. But anyway, the Canopy Group has clients in all but 7 of these. Why is that fact important? Because the Canopy Group's experience in all of these Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. Remember, the Canopy Group offers 16 insurance companies for a reason. to match your specific situation, including 2-year zip codes, with the absolute best insurance company for you. This is done for you annually because your specific situation may change. It is also true that the insurance company's appetite might change as well when you only have one option. This experience working throughout Minnesota provides thousands of Canopy Group clients with peace of mind, knowing that the Canopy Group is working for them. Please visit thecanopygroup.com today.